This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day when it may be the beginning of what people call traditionally the Santa Claus rally. The markets are up. They're not up for any reason of certainty concerning the stimulus package, the rescue bill. That bill now very, very uncertain. Remember yesterday, Steven Mnuchin, the Secretary of Treasury, said he was going to work on trying to get out the checks. They're not actually checks. They would be deposits directly into your account all across the country. That would be supposedly starting before Christmas Day. But apparently not. The president blew up everything with a rather remarkable video that he posted last night, calling the entire bill, in which his Treasury Secretary had been one of the lead negotiators, a disgrace, and indicating that he agreed with the Democrats, and he's had strong support on this from a lot of his favorite people, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, Ilhan Omar, Bernie Sanders, Chuck Schumer, Nancy Pelosi. They're all on Trump's side on this one. He wants to raise the amount of supplement checks from $600 to $2,000. That's a very, very big deal. Will it go through? Can it go through? Should it go through? We will talk about all of that. We'll be speaking with a number of Washington insiders, including one of the president's advisors, Steve Moore, who will be joining us. Where do we go from here? Because basically Congress has already gone home. They got their bill done. They passed it. The president had indicated through his administration, through staff members and through Secretary Mnuchin, that, yeah, he was going to sign it and the economy was going to benefit and all Americans were going to benefit. There was new money for unemployment benefits. There was new money for the Paycheck Protection Program. And all of that was there. But now, well, we will see what happens. We'll try to go over that as thoroughly and entirely as we can. We will also be speaking with David French about secession, which is more and more and more in the news. You even have the chair of the Republican Party in the state of Texas talking seriously about secession. This is not months ago. It's weeks ago. It's recent that Colonel Alan West was talking about that. Is this a factor in American life, and is there any aspect of it that is good? We will be discussing that, and we will be discussing some of the big, big, big new movies, including a pretty great new film with Tom Hanks that is released for the weekend. A film, of course, the new Wonder Woman film, which is getting all kinds of discussion. And then as well, we'll be looking at the Pixar Disney film, first big animated film from Pixar Disney with a black protagonist, voiced by Jamie Foxx. We will get to that and more on the Medved Show. 1-800-955-1776. But first up, there's the president speaking last night. Now, apparently, he taped this thing, and he taped it in from the White House. There's some Christmas decorations in the background, but he taped it early in the day yesterday. But then he held it for several hours, then released it, and of course, it has completely exploded all of the expectations in the political and financial worlds, because unless the president signs this bill, then none of this goes through. Not the $600, not the, it's also supposed to be $600 per child this time, which is more than it was last time. But the point being that now nobody knows exactly what's happened because the president spoke this way. This is clip 1A toward the very beginning of his brief remarks. Listen.
Throughout the summer, Democrats cruelly blocked COVID relief legislation in an effort to advance their extreme left-wing agenda and influence the election. Then, a few months ago, Congress started negotiations on a new package to get urgently needed help to the American people. It's taken forever. However, the bill they are now planning to send back to my desk is much different than anticipated. It really is a disgrace. For example, among the more than 5,000 pages in this bill, which nobody in Congress has read because of its length and complexity, it's called the COVID relief bill, but it has almost nothing to do with COVID.
Okay, what he's doing here is he's conflating two different bills. There is a COVID relief bill. It has everything to do with COVID. That's worth about $900 billion. There's a separate bill. It's a spending bill. It's all the spending that the Congress is supposed to be doing between now and September. It's for $1.4 trillion, so it's even more money. But that includes most of everything that the government does, which is why it has environmental and cultural and other things in it, things like the Congress. It's not a new thing that they're giving money to the Kennedy Center. They do that all the time. And here is the president talking about that bill, which is not the COVID relief bill, though the fact is they were bundled together so they could both be passed on time and we wouldn't have a government shutdown. And here's what the president said he dislikes about the spending bill. That's 1B.
This bill contains $85.5 million for assistance to Cambodia, $134 million to Burma, $1.3 billion for Egypt and the Egyptian military, which will go out and buy almost exclusively Russian military equipment. $25 million for democracy and gender programs in Pakistan. $505 million to Belize, Costa Rica, El Salvador, Guatemala, Honduras, Nicaragua, and Panama. $40 million for the Kennedy Center in Washington, D.C., which is not even open for business. $1 billion for the Smithsonian, and an additional $154 million for the National Gallery of Art. Likewise, these facilities are essentially not open. $7 million for reef fish management, $25 million to combat Asian carp, $2.5 million to count the number of amberjack fish in the Gulf of Mexico, a provision to promote the breeding of fish in federal hatcheries, $3 million in poultry production technology, $2 million to research the impact of down trees, $566 million for construction projects at the FBI. The bill also allows stimulus checks for the family members of illegal aliens, allowing them to get up to $1,800 each. This is far more than the Americans are given.
Okay, this is not true, and he's been called out on it entirely. It is not true. There is no money in here for illegal aliens. The money is for the American half of mixed families. In other words, if you are married to an illegal alien, that doesn't change the immigration status of that undocumented immigrant. But you can still get the COVID relief bill to you. And in terms of when he was talking, for instance, about all the money that we do send in cooperation on security and other things with El Salvador and Guatemala and Honduras and the Central American countries. One of the purposes is to head off future caravans. This was actually a success of the Trump administration. And continuing the spending is not part of the COVID relief package. So what does the president want to do? We will get to that. And what happens next? That's the real question. We'll get to that. All coming up on the MedVet Show. On the MedVet Show, we like to call attention to numbers, statistics that are optimistic about our country. Well, here's one that's not so optimistic, but it's very, very real. There are now 100 million Americans who suffer from ongoing pain due to aging, exercise, overexertion. Now, Relief Factor can help, particularly with the exercise-related pain or the general muscle aches and pains that many of us experience. I use Relief Factor myself, and I'm proud to do so because this is a great natural product with no medicines or drugs, no addictive qualities at all. Click on the banner at our website at michaelmedved.com for Relief Factor. Order that quick start. Get thanks by listeners for this all the time. I hope you become one of those thankful listeners too. Call 833-654-PAIN. It's toll free. 833-654-PAIN. Or go to the website michaelmedved.com and click on the big banner for Relief Factor.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and when I invented my pillow, I wanted it to have everything you'd ever want in a pillow. You can adjust the patented fill to your exact individual needs. You can wash and dry my pillow. It has a 10-year warranty not to go flat, and it's made in the USA. And now, for a limited time, you can get a queen-size premium my pillow for the lowest price ever. Regularly $69.98, now only $29.98. That's a $40 savings. I'm also giving you deep discounts on all my MyPillow products, including my bed sheets, mattress toppers, and bath towels. Not only are you getting the lowest prices ever, but they make the best Christmas gifts ever. Buy now, and I'll extend my 60-day money-back guarantee to March 1st, 2021.
Call 800-320-6280. Use the promo code MEDVED. Call 800-320-6280. Promo code MEDVED.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
It's the most wonderful time of the year, with the kids jingle-belling and everyone telling you be of good cheer. It's the most wonderful
time. Michael Medved Show, talking about whether you should be expecting sometime in the next couple of days some money deposited into your account by our federal government. And it's not a tiny amount of money. It probably isn't life-changing for most people. But if you're a typical couple, if you are earning a combined income of less than $150,000, you'd be getting a total for the two of you of $1,200 into your account. It's a nice thing. Makes the Christmas season go down more happily. That was supposed to be starting to actually appear in people's accounts on Thursday and Friday, tomorrow and Christmas Eve and Christmas. It's not going to happen. None of that is going to happen. By the way, that was probably optimistic anyway. They probably would have gotten it into people's accounts sometime next week. That's not going to happen. Why not? Because the president threw a tantrum last night. And what is remarkable to me is that he had the opportunity. By the way, I think most Americans, Republicans, Democrats, and others think that, okay, if you're going to be doing this idea of sending people free money and sending everybody free money to try to boost the economy, to try to help people who really need it, yeah, it's probably better to go back to the $1,200 that we used before instead of the $600 per person. But to go all the way up to $2,000 and to more than triple what Congress had just approved, and that is the real question for me, and it's what I tweeted about, which is, okay, if the president had this strong feeling, and he obviously did, that it should be $2,000, it shouldn't be just $600, why didn't he participate in the negotiations? And he didn't. He didn't. The people he had sent to negotiate representing the administration, most notably the Treasury Secretary, Steven Mnuchin, who's one of the cabinet members who has been there from day one. He served all 4 years with President Trump, been a very loyal deputy to the president. Steven Mnuchin negotiated to keep it down at $600, and he thought it was fine. We played a clip from Steven Mnuchin yesterday. Where he was talking about what a great achievement this very balanced, very constructive COVID-19 rescue package was. And nearly all Republicans voted for it. In the Senate, 46 of the 52 Republicans in the United States Senate voted for this bill. And, oh no. Okay, and again, this is, I don't understand what he's doing. President Trump has just vetoed a massive dispense bending bill, teeing up override votes in Congress. This is one of the most important bills that Congress passes every year. It keeps our military paid. It keeps them in the field. It allows our military to keep buying weapons. The House and Senate each passed the legislation with strong veto-proof majorities. That means more than two-thirds in both houses, means bipartisan. Rejecting President Trump's insistence that it be changed to meet his oftentimes shifting demands. Both chambers are expected to sustain the two-thirds majorities needed to override the president's veto. His two major demands were, number one, to change Rule 230 of the Federal Communications Act, which has nothing to do with a defense appropriations, a defense spending plan authorization bill. And that's what it is, defense authorization bill. No connection at all to changing the rules requiring more censorship by big tech, not less, which was a crazy demand. And an even more crazy demand that the bill actually include language preventing the Defense Department from changing the names of forts like Fort Hood or Fort Bragg that are named after Confederate generals. And for this, he's vetoed a bill. He almost certainly will be and should be overridden. Now, the difficulty with this COVID relief bill is that if he vetoed it, and he hasn't said whether he will or not, he hasn't even said whether he will sign it or not. He said he's unsure. But the difficulty is that if he vetoed it today, which I wish he would, there's a chance they would override him, though the Democrats might prefer to sustain his veto and just block the whole bill and wait until Biden gets in, which is less than a month. And then they would do a bill more to their own liking with under President Biden. And maybe for the Democrats with a Democratic Senate. Because the position the president has taken is just devastating to the Republican candidates in Georgia, to Senator Kelly Loeffler and to Senator David Perdue. It's devastating to them because they had both supported the bill, they had voted for it, they had been loyal Republicans, they had done what they thought the president wanted them to do. Now the president's calling the whole bill a disgrace. And AOC and Ilhan Omar and Bernie Sanders and Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer all rushing forward. Yeah, Trump's right. We agree with Trump. Yay, Trump. Yay, Trump. This is very, very difficult. Here is the final remarks from the president in his little video last night that has shaken up the political and governmental world. This is 1C.
The $900 billion package provides hardworking taxpayers with only $600 each in relief payments. And not enough money is given to small businesses, and in particular restaurants, whose owners have suffered so grievously, they were only given a deduction for others to use in business their restaurant for 2 years. This two-year period must be withdrawn, which will allow the owners to obtain financing and get their restaurants back in condition. Congress can terminate it at a much later date, but 2 years is not acceptable. It's not enough. Congress found plenty of money for foreign countries, lobbyists, and special interests while sending the bare minimum to the American people who need it. It wasn't their fault. It was China's fault, not their fault. I am asking Congress to amend this bill and increase the ridiculously low $600 to $2,000 or $4,000 for a couple. I'm also asking Congress to immediately get rid of the wasteful and unnecessary items from this legislation and to send me a suitable bill, or else the next administration will have to deliver a COVID relief package, and maybe that administration will be me, and we will get it done. Thank you very much.
Uh-huh. There hasn't been a great deal of discussion with him claiming that the next administration maybe will be me. Is he assuming that Joe Biden will not take office on January 20th and we're going to have nobody as president for 4 years until he can run again in 2024? This is appalling. And it's extraordinarily difficult, I mean profoundly difficult, for the Republican candidates in Georgia. We may have had a very, very big setback in the desire of all real Republicans to want the Senate under Republican control. We'll get to that and more coming up on the MedVet Show.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. House Democrats and some Republicans are running with President Trump's call to increase the amount of coronavirus stimulus checks Americans get. The Democrat-controlled House will attempt to pass the measure to give Americans $2,000 checks, possibly on Christmas Eve. Some Republicans on Capitol Hill are okay with the $2,000 checks. Others, like Republican Senator Pat Toomey of Pennsylvania, are not keen on the idea.
I'm not a fan of these direct payments. Because the vast majority of the money inevitably goes to people who never had a loss of income. I mean, consider all the federal employees, millions of people across the country, never lost a dime of income. Why would we be sending them $600, much less $2,000?
1.8 million registered voters in Georgia have already cast their ballots in the state's runoff election. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Joy to the world, a little bit in a minor key. There's not a lot of joy in Washington, D.C. Really, there's not. I mean, I guess the Democrats are enjoying this because they're all rushing forward. Nancy Pelosi tweeted almost immediately after President Trump appeared on TV, actually on Twitter last night. It was a tape that he posted to social media in the evening. And Nancy Pelosi immediately responded, "Democrats are ready to bring this to the floor this week by unanimous consent." She said, "Let's do it." They are talking about doing it tomorrow. Of course, they won't get unanimous consent. And why will they not get unanimous consent? Because an overwhelming majority, about three quarters, actually more than that, about 80% of the House of Representatives voted for the bill and as it was passed. And there are a lot of the people who voted against it, in fact, were people who thought it was spending too much. It was sending too much out there. Where President Trump's desire to raise those stimulus checks to $2,000 from $600 per person, as he points out, it would be $4,000 for a couple sharing a household, to a married couple. In any event, it comes to raising the cost of the entire bill at least $370 billion. That means that of the entire bill, for these stimulus checks, just these checks of $2,000 per individual, the cost of that would come to $537 billion just for that. Not counting aid to small business or aid to unemployment or aid to people who are being driven out of their rental homes. Now, okay, $537 billion, how much does that come to per household? It comes to about $5,000 per American household. That's added to your debt. But most households would not be getting that much money. And in fact, households that have a combined income, if you have two people and they're both working and you're earning more than $150,000, you're out of luck. If you're earning an individual and you're earning more than $75,000, you're out of luck. You don't get this money. And again, it's unclear what President Trump wants to do about the children, because that number, $537 billion, that's if the President of the United States just wants to leave the children at getting $600 per child, per dependent child living at home, instead of raising that as well. Now, none of this is going to happen, because here's the deal. If President Trump vetoed the bill today or tomorrow, then Congress would almost undoubtedly rush back and be able somehow to override his veto, because they have the votes. And just to make sure that this money that is already promised got out there before the end of the year, before the new administration, and then the Democrats could assure themselves, okay, once Biden is installed as president, then they can go ahead and supplement that with additional stimulus checks, and it might even be more effective to have additional stimulus checks done a couple of weeks from now rather than all at once. Okay, but the president's not going to veto it, apparently. If he doesn't sign it, then it takes 10 days before Congress can override what's called a pocket veto. In other words, we're already talking about going into a period where nothing can be done and the bill is just going to expire. It's going to collapse. There's also a risk of a government shutdown, and a big risk of a government shutdown. Adam Kinzinger, who is an outspoken Republican, one of the surviving Republicans from Illinois, and he's a good and serious guy. He tweeted last night that President Trump is conflating the government spending portion of the bill with the economic relief portion. And then he adds, his team, in capitals, negotiated all of this, both of those provisions, and they blessed combining the two. But then Twitter erupted, so the president has erupted. So, what happens here? A part of what happens here is it just kills the candidates in Georgia. Because both Senator David Perdue and Senator Kelly Loeffler had taken positions supporting the bill, supporting the relief package, what, $600 a person. And then that leaves people like John Ossoff, the Democrat who's challenging David Perdue, Senator Perdue, to say this, as he did on CNN last night. It's clip 19. Listen.
I urge the United States Congress to pass additional direct stimulus payments of $2,000 to every American right now. People are hurting. It's the holidays. There's been 8 months of inaction, and they need to get real about the suffering of the people and get direct relief to the people.
So it sounds like President Trump, in your mind, is right. It's just that he came too late with his proposed amendments. Is that what you're saying?
Well, I don't know where President Trump has been for the last 8 months while his allies in the U.S. Senate have been blocking this relief. President Trump is, as ever, erratic and all over the place. But on this point tonight, he's right. $600 is a joke. They should send $2,000 checks to the American people right now because people are hurting.
Okay, that's John Ossoff, the Democrat, who, according to the most recent polling, is running ahead of Senator David Perdue. What a disaster. I found this. Senator Perdue and Kelly Loeffler made an outstanding statement right after the bill's passage earlier this week. And they said, this is the statement they made. After months of Democrats playing politics with Americans' health and livelihoods by blocking additional relief for our families and small businesses, we finally have a path forward. During a crisis, we need proven leaders who can get things done. And, okay, they're left in a very difficult position. Because right now, Ossoff and Warnock can say, hey, we support President Trump. We think this is a joke. $600 per person, $1,200 per couple. That's just a joke. We need to give people more money and more money and more money. And again, where do we have even any hint of some kind of fiscal accountability? 1-800-955-1776 is our phone number. Rand Paul is one of the six Republican senators who voted against the bill. It was Rand Paul and Ted Cruz and Ron Johnson of Wisconsin and Marsha Blackburn of Tennessee and Mike Lee of Utah. Those are the Republicans who voted against the bill. And they all voted against it, not because they thought that the $600 wasn't enough. They thought it shouldn't have been in there, that it's not a good idea. Rand Paul, will play you what Senator Paul had to say. He gave a fine speech that I don't agree with him on this particular bill. I think the kind of more modest bill that did pass and the long-term spending plan so that we don't shut down the government and don't go through this craziness. And then, by the way, pushing it off to a time when Biden is president is really not a good idea if you want any conservative values at all reflected in this legislation. It's also not a good idea to, all of a sudden, as the president did, just give a huge help to the Democrats who are competing in Georgia. Why that's a good idea? Somebody want to tell me? You can. 1-800-955-1776. Right now, demand for physical precious metals continues strong and supplies are once again getting tight, so our economic problems are not likely to improve anytime soon. And that's what's caused gold and silver to go up in value recently. People are worried, and COVID-19 threatens to stop getting us back on track. Precious metals have always proven themselves in a time of crisis, but you need to choose which ones to buy and when, especially given recent short-term dips in the market. Now, analysts at major banks are forecasting that gold is ready to set new highs in the near term. Over many years, Nick Grovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, has proven himself as my go-to expert with smart, educated, responsible recommendations. Nick wants to offer his four decades experience to you. Give the AmFed team a call right now at 800-221-7694 and find out more at AmericanFederal.com. That's 800-221-7694 and AmericanFederal.com. In this great holiday season, maybe you're wondering about what you can buy for a person that has everything. Well, how about donating on that person's behalf to a child who has nothing? Being a third world nation, Uganda was hit particularly hard with COVID-19 and lockdowns. There are literally millions of parents who are looking into a child's eyes and not being able to tell them where the next meal can come from. One of the places it can come from is a great humanitarian organization that I am proud to link with here. It is called Next Generation Ministries, and they are there to help provide food and medical needs, particularly for children and their mothers. Your gift of $10 can feed a hungry child for an entire week. $40 can feed a child for a month. $200 can feed a family of five people for a month. Click on the banner at our website for Next Generation Ministries. This is a great organization. Click on the banner at michaelmedved.com. That's michaelmedved.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet.
I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight. And nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Next to me in the blackness lay my oil of blue steel beauty. The greatest Christmas gift I had ever received or would ever receive. Gradually I drifted off to sleep, pranging ducks on the wing and getting off spectacular hip shots.
On the Michael Medved Show, wishing you a very merry Christmas. And, yes, also a very happy new year. That, I believe, what we just heard was from A Christmas Story, Gene Shepherd-based Christmas Story, and one of the truly durable Hollywood classics. There's a big Christmas would-be classic released today called Jingle Jangle, A Journey to Christmas. We will be reviewing that big movie with Forest Whitaker and Felicia Rashad and others. We'll be reviewing that later in the show. Okay, that's the closing scene, in fact, in A Christmas Story. I mentioned Rand Paul. He not only gave a strong speech on the floor, but he went on Fox News and indicated that he thought that the whole idea of just sending people money through a wire transfer into their account was foolish. Why? The senator from Kentucky explains. This is clip six.
I think there are a lot of things. I think giving money, though, to people who are already working. Look, my kids are working and don't need a check. They're not rich, but they don't need a check. And most working Americans don't need a check right now. It's a really foolish, egg-headed, left-wing socialist idea to pass out free money to people.
Okay. Isn't that a more traditional way that conservatives would look at something like this? And again, given the fact that they had successfully, with the Treasury Secretary, Steven Mnuchin, participating, they gotten the negotiators down from $2,000 to $1,200, which it was last time, down to $600. This seemed a balanced way of doing a COVID-19 compromise in terms of a rescue package that could work for Congress. The difficulty is, President Trump spoke, when he spoke last night, said, this is the bill they're planning to send to me. No, they're not planning to send to him. They've already voted on it. They have sent it to him. And the votes were 359 to 53 in the House, overwhelming. And in the Senate, even more overwhelming. It was 92 to 6. But the difficulty with the situation that we're in right now is that we have a situation where if President Trump wants to, if the Democrats, as they are saying, want to go ahead and add this extra money, it's a total of adding more than $370 billion to the cost of the bill. And if they want to do that, then they're going to need unanimous consent in both houses. In other words, one senator. Are you listening, Rand Paul? Rand Paul, of course, would object. So would a bunch of the other conservative Republican senators and people who are serious about doing this. And no, there is no possible way that they can go back and rewrite the entire bill and get this done before Biden becomes president. And despite what the president said, and he is delusional on this, what he said last night about, well, maybe he will be the president who is doing a new COVID relief bill. Not unless we still have to need a COVID relief bill after January 20th, 2025, right? Because that's the next time the next president after Joe Biden comes in. Madness. This is great. I read you what Nancy Pelosi tweeted. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer tweeted, "I'm in." This was his reaction to President Trump. "What do you say, Mitch? Let's not get bogged down with ideological offsets and unrelated items and just do this," in capital letters. The American people deserve it. And when you look at the idea that for a couple, you're talking about a $4,000 suddenly boosting your account. Yeah, that's relatively significant to everybody. Meanwhile, we are trying to get these vaccines done. A squad member, Ayanna Pressley, was on CNN's Inside Politics, and she had her own view about getting the vaccine, which she had just had. Listen, this is clip 2A.
I had to open, you know, some of those distrust issues myself. The medical community exacting ostensibly medical apartheid on Black Americans, on Indigenous people, on Guatemalans, on our most marginalized communities. They have violated the trust, and that is very real.
She is accusing the medical community of exacting medical apartheid against minorities. What does she mean with a medical apartheid? It's an outrageous charge. And then she added this. This is a clip 2B.
You know, at the end of the day, I think this is what is in the best interest of our public health. I trust Dr. Kizzee. I trust the vaccine. And that's why I had it administered. And I want to say thank you to all the scientists and all the researchers. And I'm going to continue to fight for our most vulnerable communities who have been disproportionately impacted by the virus, for our healthcare workers, for our essential workers, for incarcerated men and women to be prioritized in the distribution of the vaccine.
That's an important message.
Of course, that's our incarcerated population. In other words, they want to administer the vaccine to prisoners ahead of elderly people who may be in difficult health. They want to treat prisoners like first care responders. Again, the Democrats are so extreme. And look, I would just say for people who are wondering, well, what's going to happen with this COVID-19 relief package? Either they're going to find a way to overcome the president's resistance to it, which is going to be difficult. trying to persuade the president to go ahead. He's already vetoed the defense authorization bill, and he's going to be overridden on that. So go ahead, veto this, Mr. President, and give them a chance to override you on this bill, which needs to be passed. The health of the country, the health of our economy, really does depend on it. Yesterday, the President-elect Joe Biden announced another very important appointment. He actually appointed Miguel Cardona, who is the education commissioner in Connecticut, to be the new Secretary of Education in the cabinet. And it's actually a surprisingly okay appointment. One of the things that Miguel Cardona has been known for in Connecticut is pushing hard for schools to reopen. And he also has been noted, and the Wall Street Journal and other people who support choice in education, he's not Betsy DeVos, but he is somebody who has been open to providing alternatives in education, and particularly for allowing kids to have some future without having all the focus on college. In other words, vocational training and other alternatives, not college for absolutely everybody, which is a bad idea. We'll get to more on that. We'll also be speaking about the possibilities of secession. I guess if you're in a seceded state or municipality, you wouldn't be expecting that transfer of $4,000 to cover you and your wife in your bank account. By the way, no one should expect it, because that is unlikely to happen. There's more controversy about some pardons that President Trump has granted. There's one in particular that I just can't help thinking what the reaction would be if that had been a Democrat who was granted as some kind of pardon or clemency in these circumstances. You know what that kind of imagining does? Is it shows you how hypocritical Democrats are, and yes, how hypocritical Republicans can be. We will get to that, plus reviewing Wonder Woman and Jingle Jangle and News of the World with Tom Hanks and much, much more. All coming up in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
My name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less. 800-391-8713. 800-391-8713. That's 800-391-8713.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.